It's Air Shows International Radio with Rich Wyeth, and I'm at the Blackbush Festival of Flight celebrating 75 years of the airfields. And with me is Peter Brown, who knows virtually everything about the history of Blackbush Airport. 75 years ago it started. How did it all come about?
How did it come about? Well, it came about because in 1975, as you say, the great expanse of land called Hertford Bridge Flats, which is just west of Camberley in Surrey, was a perfect place to situate an airfield. It was, and it still is, a natural airfield. And it was a place where they built this World War II medium bomber station, where during the war it had bombers, fighters, French Air Force, the Lorraine Squadron were here, until 1945 when peace came, and then it changed its role to a civil airport.
Now, talking about World War II, before that, the US made this their home, didn't they?
The US Navy were here. In fact, it was unique because this was the only place in the UK where the United States Navy had a land base. And from that land base, there was an outfit called Fazron 200. And Fazron 200's basic duty, although not many people knew it at the time, was to track Soviet submarines, because, of course, we're talking Cold War period here.
And not just the military were using this establishment, the civil aviation world, you had passenger planes flying up here.
Oh, yeah. After 1947, when it became a civil Ministry of Government air transport airfield, it became home for numerous independent airlines. Eagle Airways was one. In fact, we've got the founder of Eagle, Harold Bamberg, with us today, which is great for us. There were umpteen airlines, independent airlines based here, and by 1960, Blackbush had in fact just become just about London's second airport. Especially when Heathrow got fogged in, a lot of the guys who couldn't make it to Heathrow came to Blackbush. Many airlines were seen here. And one of the big events here every year, in September every year in those days, was the Farnborough Air Show. Because in those times, people flying to Farnborough from all over the world would come to Blackbush, and Blackbush would be absolutely covered in aircraft, civil and military. It was an amazing sight.
Now, we're talking about the history of the airfield, and there's lots of history around to be able to see over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday here at the Festival of Flight. Lots of static displays of planes, including the Catalina here. Fantastic.
Yeah, I suppose the Catalina is about as near as we could get to getting a representative of the United States Navy. So it's an American seaplane. In fact, the last Catalina to land here, I think it was in 56 or 58. It's a long time since the Cat was here. It's really good to see it again.
Absolutely, you're going to be able to see it up in the sky for a short while, a little bit later on as well.
Yeah, it'll be flying later on today, and tomorrow as well, of course, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I had a quick look in that earlier on today, and it was quite a tight plane to actually stand it.
Yeah, and in those days, on the Atlantic patrols, on anti-submarine patrols, and air sea rescue work, the Catalina had incredible endurance. I think it's about 18 hours. You go out with a lot of flasks of coffee and a strong constitution. But they did very long haul flights, yeah.
Another historic airplane, iconic airplane, Dakota here.
Yeah, the Dakota, of course, represents Blackbush not only during the war but during the civil days, because many Dakotas were operated here by people like Dan Air and Eagle, etc. And, of course, we do happily have a Dakota with us today. And I tell you what, sitting by the A30 as it is, when I drive down there and I see a Dakota there, it looks really good again.
Absolutely fantastic. And you've got the History Hub is here as well, so lots of things going on in the History Hub. Tell us more.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Certainly the History Hub is kind of a focal point, because the event is based on 75 years of history. And in the History Hub, we've got movies running, we've got photographs of aircraft from the Mosquitoes and Spitfires and Bostons that were here in the war through the civil days. You can see all the airlines that flew from here. And, of course, photographs of things that we've done in the last... since 1960, when the airfield was closed, and I've started to run two or three air shows here in that time, and this is our latest creation.
And of course, you've mentioned many air shows before here. The last one was back in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, the last one I did was 1977. In those days, it was much easier to run an air show than it is today. There's a lot more restriction, a lot more regulation, not just on flying, but on just running a public event. So it was a lot more hard work. But in 77, we were very lucky. A friend of mine was a training captain with British Airways, and he arranged a training flight to have a 747 join us. And various airlines also contributed to the weekend, which I was very grateful for.
And it's great as well, because we were saying, mentioned about the military using this in part of the history. You've got military guys here.
Yeah, indeed, yes, we've got military here. We've got military aircraft, civil aircraft. We're really representing the whole cross-section of what's happened since, well, not in exactly 75 years, but we've got as many aircraft together as we possibly could gather to celebrate this great occasion.
And lots of military vehicles as well from the Royal Engineers.
Yeah, military vehicles, soldiers, troops around who are providing a lot of good, extra useful manpower. Yeah, it's a fantastic atmosphere, it really is.
Peter, thanks for joining us and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much, and good to see you here.
This is Rich Wyeth for AirshowInternationalRadio.com at the Blackbush Festival of Flight. Just been talking to Peter Brown about the history of Blackbush Airport.